What makes Tunbridge Wells feel like home to you? I'm Mona Chenet, and today I'll be speaking with Stephen Elston about the Royal Tunbridge Wells Common Ground Photographic Exposition, celebrating the places that matter most to local people. The exposition opens in September, and residents have up until the 24th of July to submit up to 5 photographs. For details, visit rtwcommonground.com. Here's Stephen to tell us more.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Mona. Nice to be here.
That's great. Why don't you introduce yourself to those who don't know you and a little bit about the RTW Common Ground?
Sure. Well, my name is Stephen Elston, so I'm a local resident of Tunbridge Wells. I'm also a fellow of the Royal Society of Arts, and I'm leading a group of local fellows and other local residents in putting together a big exhibition across Tunbridge Wells in September, which is called Common Ground, which is going to showcase photos around the town of things that people love about the town.
What brought you to this particular point? How did you come up with the idea? Because it seems incredibly original.
Thank you. Well, it's not entirely my own conception. So we have a periodic meetings of local RSA fellows in Tunbridge Wells, and there was a meeting about February 2025 where we were discussing what makes the sense of place in Tunbridge Wells. And a few people who were hosting that meeting had brought along a few photos of things that struck them in the town. Particularly, I think, for one person, things that struck them during the pandemic, things that they looked out for in the town that made them feel like they belonged in the town. And we talked about the personality of the town. And one of the things that I brought up in that meeting was the fact that the town embraces so many different viewpoints. It's a very mixed and varied community, but everybody coexists very well in Tunbridge Wells. We don't have perhaps some of those divisiveness elements that you can see elsewhere around the country. And I also thought that, you know, there's more that people around the town could learn from others in the town about things in Tunbridge Wells that they weren't aware of. So from that early meeting, I was, I guess, nominated to sort of start to sort of develop that and see how we could take that forward. And that's what gave rise to this idea of having a photo exhibition around the town. So it's taken us this long to really get that project together and to get the funding for the project as well.
You mentioned photographs. There are many exciting things to look at in Tunbridge Wells, namely nature. Is there a criteria in reference to, you know, what people can submit?
We've kept things fairly loose because we don't want to dictate to an individual what is meaningful to them. But we have suggested it could be a building, it could be a tree, it could be a park bench. It could be a location. We're not saying you can't do this, but we're not particularly looking for portraits of people around the town, only because if we have photos of those and we've got permission of the subject to include them in the exhibition. So we're not really looking at people per se, but we're looking at things. And particularly because one of the ideas is that when we run the exhibition in September, people will see these photos and then think, oh, I want to go and actually see that thing for myself. If it's a person, it might be more difficult to see that person. But if it's a building or it's a natural space, then it's easy for people to seek those out and go there themselves.
There's so many buildings, the pantiles, just the nature, the scenic, picturesque postcard view that you can get out of Tunbridge Wells. Are you also anticipating this going into a National Archives?
Well, not a National Archives as such. I mean, one of the reasons for doing this is that within the RSA, we put on other things within the town periodically. So there are projects that can look at developing things within the community of Tunbridge Wells. And one of the reasons for doing this was to understand the places around Tunbridge Wells that are important to people. So if in the future we're looking to maybe put on an event, then we can use what we've learned from this exhibition and think, okay, there's this area in the Bantiles or there's this area in St. John's that resonates for lots of people. So that might be a good place to stage an event in the future. So in that sense, we are looking to get some research evidence, if you like, for what you know matters to people in the town. But we're not looking to do anything more with the photos. One of the things we have said to people who submit photos, because we're going to be blowing these up to sort of A2 size to showcase these around the town, is after the exhibition finishes, people who submit photos that are selected could have that big panel gifted to them at the end of the exhibition. So actually the person who creates the photo would be the long time owner of that photo.
I understand that the exhibition starts, or let's say the competition actually starts in September?
The exhibition will be in the second half of September. We're just looking to finalise the date. We want to avoid too many other things that might be happening in September, but it's going to be towards the end of September. We've been very fortunate of getting funding from the Royal Tunbridge Wells Together bid, but also sponsorship from Paramount Place, which is the new retirement complex, which is being built in the centre of town. And we're talking to Paramount Place about having that as one of the locations to showcase some of the photos. And Paramount Place are planning to have some of their public spaces within the building open by middle of September. So that's why we're working to that sort of timeline. But at the moment, we're basically, we've got a website up now, and we're encouraging people to submit photos. So we've then got photos to select through the summer to print up and showcase in September.
You mentioned September. If you look at it from a very holistic way, September 12 experiences a all year round seasonal view. How are you going to be able to capture the spring going into the summer, autumn and fall? Will this go for the whole entire year?
Well, no, it won't go for the whole year, but we're not saying that people have to take the photos now. They have to submit them in the next 6 weeks, but they can be photos that they've taken before. One of the early photos that we've had sent in, and I'm not saying this because we think it's going to be selected for the exhibition, but one of the ones I've seen that has come in is of when the Northern Lights were seen above places in Tunbridge Wells, which I thought, well, that's a really interesting thing to send in. But that's obviously taken, you know, earlier in the year. So we're not saying that things have to be taken between July and all July. They could be taken at any time of year, but they do need to be showing something that is in Tunbridge Wells all year. So it can't be, oh, it's lovely to when he's got the snow in on the common, because yes, that might be great, but people aren't going to be able to see that in September, other than outside of a photo of it.
Photography is a form of art, therefore very subjective. How are you going to appease everyone's taste to what should win and what shouldn't win?
Well, it's not about winning, really. I mean, we've said that everybody who gets selected, as I say, would get the large-scale reproduction of their photo. And we are investigating getting some prizes to give to people who have photos selected for the exhibition. But we're not saying, oh, well, this is a first, you know, this is the second, this is the third. It's not that sort of project, really. But we've got some local photographers, professional photographers, who are going to work with us to select the photos that we exhibit. Some of that is going to be predicated on the quality of the photos in terms of when they're blown up to a large scale. We are giving information to people on the website as to what the sort of the minimum quality should be of the photos that they're submitting, because they're going to be digital photos that are then blown up. So there'll be those sorts of things. There might be some subject matter in some photos that just mean they can't be displayed. So that would basically cut down probably what is sent in. And then we're going to be looking to get a good variety of places and things within the town. So if we get 30 photographs of the common, let's say, we're not going to have 30 photos of the common in the exhibition. We might have a few photos around the common, but you know, we want photos across the town, because we're going to be displaying the photos in different locations across the town. So all the way down to the Pantiles and the common, all the way up to St John's Road. I'm hoping to get some up as far as Dunorland Park, and then we'll have some sort of going to the other side of Tunbridge Wells. So, and we'll have a panel at each location telling people where else they can go to see the photos. So in September, people will be able to look at some photos and then go on a sort of a foot exploration, if you like, of Tunbridge Wells to see more photos, and hopefully then go and see some of the subjects of the photos in real life as well.
Sounds exciting, and I sense that there might be some postcode copying the situation. Have you thought about taking it over to other areas within the UK, or are you going to stop at Tunbridge Wells?
We're a group of people within Tunbridge Wells who've conceived this. A lot of us are fellows of the Royal Society of Arts, and the Royal Society of Arts have also given us a small amount of money towards reproducing the photos for the exhibition. And we're talking to the RSA at the moment about doing an article for their international journal about how we've created the exhibition all the way through basically to its delivery in September. So if that happens and we do get an article in the RSA journal, it's quite possible that people in other parts of this country and other countries would see that and think, oh, I'd like to model that and do that in my own location. But other than that, we haven't got any desire to start running these in other places. It does take a lot of time, actually. We're all volunteers to put this together.
I can only say watch this space. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for your time in explaining this exciting competition. That is going to be an exciting journey, I would have to say.
Yes, indeed. We're all learning, but I think it's going to be fantastic to see the fruits of our labours basically in September when we've got these large photos across town.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mona.
If you've got photographs that makes Tunbridge Wells special, you've got until the 24th of July to submit 5 images. For full details and entry information, visit rtwcommonground.com. I'm Mona Shanae. Thanks for listening.